I believe in diversity, do you? That is, that all men and all women are created equal in the sight of God and among themselves. All of us are different, to be sure, but none of us are better, not one. America was diverse from the very beginning. Our forefathers came to America seeking freedom, and especially freedom of religion. That's in danger today. They fought wars to establish those freedoms, and they introduced a form of democracy which the world had never seen before, or since. I recall the words of an old American hymn which told the world that we the people would recognize and welcome to America the wretched masses of the world, yearning to be free. Year after year, they came from everywhere, seeking freedom, opportunity, a better life, the life which America could promise, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And all of that is in danger today. And we ask not who you were, but what you were. What you were. There was only one condition for one wishing to become an American. We ask that you, the immigrant, wanting to be citizen, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, and to recognize that our goal was to be one nation, indivisible. One nation. And this very important qualification, one nation under God. Under God. So if you were good with that, we were good with you welcoming you as a citizen of the United States of America. And if you became one, that meant honoring and abiding by our beloved Constitution and the rule of law and the sanctity of life and tolerance for all who were different. You came here to be an American first, and everything else ethnically, politically, and culturally second. It worked that way for decades, and it worked well. But it's not working that way today. America welcomed Hispanics and Latinos, that is, legal Latinos, who entered this country legally and sought to become American citizens through an orderly legal process. Through the years, Hispanics came from any number of countries, including and especially Mexico and Puerto Rico and the nations of Central America. They came to be Americans, pursuing the American dream, as all of us who came here before did. We the people did that, and we still do. The vast majority of us, all of us, no matter how diverse, we became good Americans, hardworking, patriotic, abiding by the rule of law. These good citizens were diversity at work. America was better as the absorption of Hispanics and Latinos occurred, legal Hispanics and Latinos. And then came the massive rise of illegal immigrants, primarily from Mexico, and the good name and goodwill of legal Hispanics and Latinos became tarnished. That was so very regrettable, for some decades ago, legal American Hispanics enjoyed a strong and qualitative reputation, which so many do today. America seemed to become obsessed with illegal immigrants, so much forgetting those who were legal, strong, and good Americans. It was inevitable that, sooner or later, right-thinking Hispanics and Latinos would rise up, as they should. And there came an organization known as the Hispanic Republican Fund. Have you ever heard of that? The Hispanic Republican Fund. This good organization was headed by one Alexandria Coronado, one good and strong woman. She and her good organization sought to represent and be spokespersons for what she described as law-abiding Hispanic American citizens. They were losing voice and recognition. Ms. Coronado went on to state clearly that she was representing law-abiding citizens and that Hispanic Republican Fund was not representing illegal immigrants. In short, The mission of HRF was to educate and reach Hispanic Americans, legal Hispanic Americans. And that, she said, was the fastest growing voting bloc in America. And to reach them, she said, because these Hispanic American citizens were also one of the most conservative. Let me repeat that. These Hispanic American citizens were, quote from Coronado, also one of the most conservative. These American citizens were hardworking. They were possessed of a strong work ethic. They knew that work, real work, was the key to the realization of the American dream and the pursuit of economic growth and opportunity. That, said Coronado, was Republican, not Democrat. And then she went on to state the following. Hispanic Americans were not born Democrats. How about that? Hispanic Americans were not born Democrats, even though most vote Democrat. In fact, she said, they were far more akin to and living and working by Republican principles. She justified that by saying the following. Most Hispanic Americans are very conservative. Very conservative. And in fact, they are. Coronado cited more facts to support the position. Hispanic Americans have higher entrepreneurial rates than whites or blacks. Did you hear that? Hispanic Americans have higher entrepreneurial rates than whites or blacks. They become perhaps instinctively entrepreneurs, businessmen and women, business owners as opportunity arises, legal and tax paying, which of course means, says Coronado, that these law-abiding Hispanic entrepreneurs know the killing and chilling effect of high rates of taxation. If Democrats, not Republicans, are elected and in power control, taxes will be the highest they have ever been in America. Indeed, a true economic stranglehold. And will that ever affect Hispanics and Latinos? And hardworking Hispanics and Hispanic entrepreneurs know the effect of burdensome regulations. They are told, as we are, what they can and cannot do to the point of frustration. Democrats, says Coronado, would only increase those regulations along with the taxes to the significant detriment of Hispanic entrepreneurs and, in fact, all Americans. Alexandria Coronado and her Hispanic Republican Fund organization then cites more facts to back up her claim that the majority of Hispanic families are, she says, indeed conservative in the way they live and in what they believe. In the majority. They support traditional marriage. Traditional marriage. By implication, that means they do not support the radical agenda of LGBTQ. They believe that marriage is ordained by God and that it exists as a union between one man and one woman. They wish their children to be educated that way and not by some new, radical, anything-goes educational methodology. And more, the majority of Latinos and Hispanics have strong pro-life values, says Coronado. In short, they are against abortion. Amen. They know the value of human life and the sacred characteristics of embryos. The Democratic Party is rabidly pro-abortion. Rabidly pro-abortion. You are aware of that, are you not? Latinos and Hispanics, says Coronado, do not belong there in the Democratic Party. They don't belong there. They are Republican in character and belief. And the majority of Hispanics and Latinos are strongly religious, praise the Lord. They engage, she says, in high church attendance. Okay, well, I know many of them who are much more than that. They are spiritually active and aggressive and followers, real followers of Jesus Christ. And that is so whether Catholic or Protestant, and many are strongly evangelical. The church, God the Father, and of course the precious Son, Jesus Christ are staples in their lives. They are fixtures, virtually important parts of the lives of the majority of Hispanics. None of those values are embraced by Democrats. In fact, all of them are embraced by Republicans, where Coronado says right-thinking Hispanics rightfully belong. Right-thinking Hispanics rightfully belong. Coronado goes on to state that, as an Hispanic herself, they Hispanics are more conservative than liberal. She avers that 50% more Hispanics are conservative than liberal. It's probably more than that. Many are reluctant to speak out or acknowledge those beliefs, but they are there nonetheless. I wish they would speak out, like Coronado. And she goes on to state that Hispanics are concerned about securing our border with a real border fence. Did you hear that? You know, all the stuff about Trump and the fence? She says Hispanics are concerned about securing our border. They don't want illegal immigrants with a real border fence. These law-abiding, legal American Hispanic citizens do not want others, whether Hispanic or not, to take advantage of America illegally, and especially by crossing borders without permission. Democrats would have that happen, but not Republicans. In short, the majority embrace the policies of President Trump, who wishes to end illegal immigration and to build a real border fence between Mexico and the United States. I, for one, hope it happens. Coronado, herself a strong Republican, then states the following. Hispanics are a natural fit for our party, Republican. Hispanics are a natural fit for our party, Republican. Alexandria Coronado. She and her good entity know the incredible bias and prejudice of the liberal media. She states that CNN, NPR, MSNBC, The New York Times, The LA Times, The Three Networks, and so many more outlets beat the war drums, she says, beat the war drums for the Democrats. And, of course, they fully ignore the fact of how remarkably conservative most Hispanics are. All the more necessary, she says, for her mission and that of her good organization, Hispanic Republican Fund. Look it up. Hispanic Republican Fund. A good work, a good leader, and good people. In 2004, President George W. Bush defied expectations of the liberal media and got 40% of the Hispanic American vote. 40%. A record 3 million Hispanic Americans voted for President Bush. And, says Coronado, they were his margin of victory. And I agree. I think she was right. And so, she says, just like in 2004, we the Hispanics, and the Hispanic Republican Fund are going to, quote, aggressively identify, educate, and motivate Hispanic Republicans to go to the polls, end quote. Oh, I hope and pray that happens. And as Republicans, vote Republican as they are and as they believe. She knows that she and others like her will need to bypass the liberal media and use innovative media, to take the Republican message straight to Hispanic Americans. That is especially so in tight elections in battleground states. And she identifies them, Coronado does, as follows. First, Florida. Amen to that. Then Arizona. Then Pennsylvania. How about that? And Michigan. And Wisconsin. And Texas. Latino and Hispanic voters will indeed make the difference between victory and defeat for the Republicans in those states especially. And so, Coronado says, if the Democrats retain control of the House and take control of the Senate and elect a Democratic president, oh, God forbid, you can say goodbye to, she says, get this now, low taxes and smaller government and education reform and family values and every other Republican goal for limited government. Amen and amen and amen. One good lady she is, right-thinking, hard-working, believing in the real and traditional America. This Alexandria Coronado is, don't you think? I do. We think that she and her organization, Hispanic Republican Fund, HRF, Hispanic Republican Fund, remember that, are worthy of your consideration and support. We do. And there are excellent, intelligent, well-educated, and fully qualified Latino and Hispanic candidates. Thank God for them. They are fully conservative and Republican, running for office virtually everywhere. Look them up. They are determined to make a difference. They will not sit idly by and watch America turn Democrat and socialistic and change the moral codes and fiber of America itself. Watch for them, for they are everywhere. Support them as you can. And as you understand who they are, what their political positions are, vote for them. Support them. Some estimate that there are as many as 13 million Hispanics in America, more or less. That is an absolutely significant number, and it's growing. And it's influential in American politics and culture and for all of us. The more conservative, the better. Again, please support them as you can. There are 13 months remaining before the most critical elections America has ever faced. The future of our country, literally so, will be determined, federal, state, and local, by these elections. We, the people, cannot sit idly by. We, essentially conservative and Christian, must stand up and become active and support the right candidates with time, effort, expertise, and money as we can. For you and I, the legal and concerned American citizens, cannot ever again do nothing. We must do something. Are you? In fact, we should emulate Alexandria Coronado and do what we can for what many call the ultimate objectives, God and country, like she does. If we don't, America will become a godless country, should the Democrats prevail. And a country becomes socialistic rather than democratic. Do you want that? For the sake of your children and grandchildren and the future of America, stand up now. 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 Like Alexandria Coronado and the Hispanic Republican Fund. Stand up now and do your duty as an American citizen. If you don't, if we don't, you may well say goodbye to so many of the freedoms you now take for granted. And those freedoms, once lost, are lost forever.